Yeah, so oftentimes I'm given the title of an abortion survivor.
What age did this information come to light?
I'm adopted, and I was adopted at a very young age. I was only 13 months old when I was adopted. But at the age of 13, my adopted parents, they thought I was old enough to be able to kind of handle some more news and information about my story. And so that's when that part of my story was brought to light for me.
At any age, that would be quite some heavy news to receive. Do you remember processing it at that age, or did it take you a few years to just really encompass that kind of news in your life?
Yeah, so I grew up in the church. My dad's a pastor of worship at the church I grew up in. I grew up in a very pro-life family. My parents, they showed it in the way that they adopted. They actually adopted 10 kids, and so I'm one of 12 kids total. 10 of us are adopted.
Wow, what a busy household.
Yeah. And so we grew up in a pro-life family, and honestly, I knew we were pro-life, but it wasn't something that really bore much weight in my life until the age of 13, when I was told that about my story. Mm. If I'm honest, you know, for a long time, it weighed very heavily on me, and it had some negative impacts. I have a deformed arm, and so I dealt with some identity issues and just self-image issues growing up. And so I was glad my parents told me that at the age of 13, but honestly, it was some hard news for me to tackle. For me to swallow. And it was also, for me at that time, if I'm being completely transparent, at that time, it was confirmation to me that my life was invaluable, and that that I had no value, because the people who should have loved me the most, they thought my life was invaluable enough. They tried to take him. So I dealt with a lot of really depression because of it. I dealt with a lot of anger and hatred towards my birth parents again. Growing up in a pro-life family, we knew that life began at conception. We knew how important it was, and so those were definitely some of the major things I had to work with and started working with at the age of 13. Not always very well, but it really did take a few years, and my parents loving me and pouring the gospel into my life.
I mean, then you put in just normal teenage hormones that most of us would go through. But then, yeah, you've got the compound information and as you said, self-esteem issues and all of that compounded. It sounds like you have an incredible support network and family around you as well. But I think that would be the hardest part that many of those listening across Geelong and the Surf Coast would be trying to wrap their heads around now, is going through the grief and then somehow finding forgiveness. I mean, did it start with seeking out your birth parents? Did it come about just being confident and sort of within yourself, coming to peace with not dwelling? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the right word, but not dwelling on what could have been or what was at one point your path, but this is the world you live now and making the most of what you have now?
Yeah, 100% what made the difference and what caused the change was me coming into a relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm. Again, like I said, I grew up in the church and I knew about God. I knew about Jesus and what he had done. But when that took effect in my life, when I realized that regardless of what others had done to me, regardless of the situations I was put in and the things that other people did that I can't be responsible for, right? I'm not responsible for what happens, what the other people have done. All I can be responsible for is who I am or what I've done. And the reality, the fact is, when I take responsibility for who I am, what I find is I'm a person who's broken. I'm a person who sinned against a holy God, a just God. And I'm a person in need of just as much forgiveness as anybody else out there who's wronged me in any way.
I mean, at the moment, not to the depths of your story, but many across the world are dealing with genuine struggles right now. And I know us in Victoria, we're about to go down into lockdown again due to this horrific pandemic. But I mean, the one thing that surprised me, but I guess was great for someone in your position, is you actually found a community. I didn't realize there was actually a support network, that there are not thousands, but there are quite a few of you who have shared the same story, or at least connected over the same information, and that is you are abortion survivors. What has it meant to you to be able to find that community and have fellow people who can really relate to you, not just empathize with your story?
Yeah, so, you know, specifically the name of the group you're talking about is the Abortion Survivors Network, founded by Melissa Odin, who's a very well-known communicator and speaker and pro-life activist. And I've really been able to work with her and another abortion survivor named Claire Colwell over the last couple of years. And honestly, they've been just a tremendous encouragement. And it's been so great to get to work with them to, you know, to know that they've had similar struggles, to know that we've had to deal with, you know, the same thoughts, the same feelings, the same struggles. And to know that for them, the same answer is the same answer that I had. And that was finding a relationship in Jesus Christ. And you know, that's so important that we have a community and that we have that support, especially during these times where everything seems to be going crazy, where our world seems to be falling apart.
You have an incredible strength, Josiah, and an incredible story. Really appreciate a few minutes of your time to share it with Geelong and the Surf Coast. And just wishing you all the very best. Continue sharing your story, sharing your light, and most importantly, just living a very fulfilling life. We really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on.